Right, you can start.
Okay. So good morning. The daf today is daf ches. We're going to start on the second to bottom line of daf zayin or beis. It is, as Rabbi Sonnenschein mentioned, a long daf with all sorts of interesting things on it. I'll do my best to avoid them till the end if we have a few minutes. I said, I was speaking to Yaakov Moshe last night. I told him this would be a torture daf for him to give. Mm. You'll see why. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim B'Asara Kol Shiva. So we talked before about Birchas Chasanim. Birchas Chasanim basically is a reference to the Sheva Brachas that we say at a wedding and for the period of the week thereafter. So it says that we make the Bracha, the Birchas Chasanim B'Asara with a minion Kol Shiva all 7 days after the wedding. Am Reb Yehuda, V'hushaba'u Panim Chadashas. You say the Birchas Chasanim all 7 days of the week, provided that there are Panim Chadashas. Panim Chadashas, Rashi defines as anyone who wasn't there yesterday. So some say that could mean if he was there 2 days ago or he was at the wedding, he's still Panim Chadashas. Tosos says that is someone who increases the Simcha more. So the difference would be if you just have a random stranger coming off the street, does that qualify as Panim Chadashas? There's a lot of opinions here in the Rishonim and otherwise. So my mevarich, when we say Sheva Brachos, what are we saying? What are the blessings that we say? I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, and we're going to say now six brachas. The seventh bracha, as we know, is Bar Priya Gafen. At a wedding, you would say the Bar Priya Gafen first. At Sheva Brachos that we say during the week, you say Bar Priya Gafen at the end. But that's the seven brachas. So Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Baruch Lechvodo, that everything was created for His honor. That's the first bracha. The second bracha is Yotzer HaAdam. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Yotzer HaAdam, that Hashem created man. The third bracha is Asher Yotzer HaAdam B'Tzalmo, that Hashem created man in His image, B'Tzelem Demus Tavniso, in the image of Demus is what's similar to His building, Tavnes. V'Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adayad, and he V'Hiskin Lo, He established for Him, for man, Mimenu, from Him, which Rashi says is a reference to the fact that Chava came out of Adam, Binyan Adayad, a structure forever, which is the family structure that they have children and continue, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Adam, blessed are You Hashem, who created man. So that is the third bracha. The fourth bracha is Sos Tasis, the Sagel HaAkara, that Sos Tasis and Sagel are both a language of happiness, HaAkara of the barren one, B'kibbutz B'neha L'socha B'simcha, when she gathers her sons in her with joy, Baruch Atah Hashem, Sameach Tzion B'vaneha, blessed are You Hashem, who gladdens Tzion with her sons. And this is actually something very interesting, because we have the habit, we have the custom, many people sing Imeshkachech Yerushalayim at the end of at the end of a chuppah, because we're supposed to remember Yerushalayim. Rashi says that that's the point of this bracha. He says, that we need to put Yerushalayim on top of our simcha, shenemar tidbak l'shanu l'chiki. So it's actually something that's covered within the Sheva brachas, even if you wouldn't separately say that. Okay, the next bracha. Sameach tesamach reim ahuvim, that we should make joyous the friends who love one another, which is a reference to Chasam and Kalakis. Amechacha yitzircha beganeden mikedem, just like you made happy your creation in Ganeden that was in the east, which is a reference to Adam Arishon. Baruch Atah Hashem, sameach chasam lechala, that you gladden chasam and lechala. And again, if we have time at the end, I think this is where I would come back and talk about exactly the structure of these Sheva Brachas, but we'll see if we have time at the end. The last bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bara, that Hashem created, and it's going to have now, depending on how you understand it, either 10 or 12 Lashonas of Simcha. Sasam v'Simcha, Chason v'Chala, Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedva, Hava v'Hachva v'Shalom v'Reyus. These are all different categories of happiness or love, brotherhood, peace, etc. Mehera Hashem Elokeinu, that very quickly, Hashem Yishama Biara Yehuda should be heard in the cities of Yehuda v'chutzos Yishalayim, Kol Sason v'Kol Simcha Kol Chasam Kol Kala, all of these Lashonos of Simcha, Kol Metzalos Chasanim Mechupasam, the happiness of a Chasan in his Chupo, Na'arim in Mishtein Neginasam, and the youth from their feasts of singing, Baruch Atah Hashem Esameach Chasan Im HaKala. That blessed are You Hashem, who is Misameach Chasan Im HaKala, You see the difference in one case, in the chasam vikala, imakala, we could get back to that. Rashi discusses it if we have time. Okay, so those are the Sheva Brachas that we say, and when throughout these Gemaras, when we refer to Birchas Chasanim, it's talking about these seven Brachas. Okay, so Levi, Ikloi, Lebei, Rebbe, Behilula, Reb Shimon Brei. Levi went to the house of Rebbe when Rebbe was making a chasana, or a wedding for his son, Reb Shimon. Brich Chamesh, he made a bracha on, he made five brachas. Ravasi ikla lebe Ravashi behilule de marbre, that Ravasi went to Ravashi's house when he made a wedding for marbre for his son, and brich shis, he made six sheva brachas. Again, this we're referring here excluding bari pir gafen, and the difference between the two, Rashi tells us, is whether they said yotzer ha'adam. So it skipped yotzer ha'adam. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out why is it. What was the difference between them? And there's clearly they had a machlokas about whether you say this bracha of Yotzer HaAdam. So the Gemara says, Lema b'haka mifugi. Perhaps we should say that they're arguing about this point, which is why there is a distinction between them as to whether they said the bracha of Yotzer HaAdam. Demar Savar, one of them holds Chada Yitzira Havoi, that there was one creation. Umar Savar Shtei Yitzira Havoi, that there were two. Okay, so roughly speaking, we're going to see in a minute exactly where from the psukim they get this, but this what this is talking about is that there's a machlokas in the Gemara elsewhere, I think in Erevin maybe, where they talk about the fact was Adam and Chava created as two sides of one person, in which case when Akash Baruch Hu made Chava, he basically separated her off from Adam, but under that scenario there was one creation. Hashem created a man-woman creature, and then divided them into two. So there would be one creation. The other view is I think it's a lashon of zanav, a tail, or some body part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. He had an extra body part, or a body part, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu then removed, and from that body part created Chava. So under that scenario, there would be two creations. So we have the bracha Asher Yatzar is Adam Betzalmo Betzalm Dmus Tavnisa V'Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adiad, which we said before, V'Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyan Adiad was a reference to Chava. So we for sure have that bracha that talks about creation of Adam v'Chava. The question is, so if there was only one creation, then Asher Bara is enough because it references a creation of Adam and Chava. If there was a second creation, there was two, so then you have Yotzer HaAdam, which is one creation bracha, and the next one is Asher Yatzar, which is the second creation bracha. So the Gemara is suggesting that that's the difference between Rav Asi and Levi, that why one said five and one said six is about this machlokas. So the Gemara says, lo, not necessarily. The kuli amachad yitzira havai. It's possible that everyone agrees that there was one yitzira, meaning that there was this man-woman creature created. But Mar Savar Basar Machshava Azlinan, one says we go after the initial thought. Umar Savar Basar Maisazlin, and we go after what the Rabbanu Shalom actually did. So the idea was that Akash Baruch Hu originally was going to create two separate people, and then, you know, the Mefarshim discussed that there's some, that he wanted to create this notion of a marriage, which was a foreign concept, didn't exist. For example, animals, you created male and female, but this idea that in order to create the institution of marriage, that Akash Baruch Hu created them as one. So his initial thought was to create two, and then he created one. And so the question is, do you go after the initial thought of creating two, or do you go after the actual Maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one? And where does this all come from? Kihad Rav Yehuda, because this is like the Rav Yehuda says, Rami, he asks Astira and Psukim Ksiv, it's written, Vayivra Elokim Es Adam Betzalmo, that Hashem created man in his image. So that talks about creating just man, just Adam. Uksiv, and another pasuk says, Zachar Nekeva Baram, that he created them, Zachar Nekeva, the idea that he created two of them together. So HaKetzad, how do you establish the, between these two psukim that one says that he created one and one says he created two? B'tchila ala b'machshava livrol shnayim, and initially it went up in his thought to create two. U'lebasof never echad. At the end of the day, he created only one. And so he's saying that was the distinction between them, why one said five and one said six. You say Yotzer Adam, do you go after machshava or do you go after maisa? Okay. Rav Ashi ekloi lebei Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kahana, and again, there was a wedding going on there. So Yuma Kama, the first day, Brich Kulo, that he made all Sheva Brachos. Mikan Va'elach, and now we're going to go back, we learned this before about Panam Kadash. He says, Mikan Va'elach, after the first day, If it was a case where there were panim chadashes there, he made the bracha all seven of them. And if there were no panim chadashes, afushe simcha ba'amahu, then the added suda that they ate was just simply enhancing the prior simcha, but it didn't have a new simcha that was created by new people coming. And so therefore, all he would do is mevarech sha simcha b'ma'ono. He would say, we know that we do this nowadays, that when we say benching, we say Rabbi Simon, you know, nevarech, and then we add in the word sha simcha b'ma'ono, that the simcha is in his ma'on, in his dwelling place. So we add that part, v'asher bara, and he would say the bracha of asher bara, which is the seventh of the brachas at a wedding, or the sixth when we do it at benching. And so basically saying, if there are no panim chadashos, we say only shasimcha b'mono in the mezumen, and we say the last bracha of the asher bara. So that was his practice there. Mishiva v'yad shloshim, from the seventh day after the wedding until the 30th day after the wedding. And by the way, you'll see there are many parallels between Shiva, or between when someone, an Avel and a Chasen. We'll see more of it today, but this is part of it, this Shloshim concept. He says, from the seventh day until the 30th, Bein Amar Luhu Machmas Hilula, Bein Loi Amar Luhu Machmas Hilula, Mavarech Shasimcha B'mono. He says, from the seventh day to the 30th day, when someone invites people and the Chasen and Kala are there, whether he said to them, I'm inviting you for a celebration of the Chasen Kala, or he didn't say that, you would still say the word Shasimcha B'mono. During benching, we don't have this custom nowadays because we have a very long gullus, and therefore we don't reference this. Mikan va'elech, from this point and on, meaning after the 30th day, i'amar luhu machmas hilula, if when he invites people together with the chasen and kala, he says, come over, we're going to still celebrate the marriage of the chasen and kala, then mevarech shasimcha b'mono, then you would say shasimcha b'mono in benching. V'ilo, if he didn't invite them that way, then not. So basically, there's some concept that there's a continuation that goes on beyond the 30th day, and as long as he's telling people, I'm inviting you to celebrate the wedding, you would actually say Shasimcha B'mono. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. V'chi Amar Lei Machmas Hilula. So let's say he does say, this is because of the wedding at Amos. How long does it go on for? Can it be 10 years later? He says, I'm going to invite you to celebrate the wedding, and you would say Shasimcha B'mono. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Papi Mishmei Derava. Rav Papi says in the name of Rava, At Tresa Yarchei Shasa, until 12 months. Again, a parallel with Shiva and other things, but until 12 months, if he's telling people this is a celebration of the marriage of the Chasen Kala, then you would say Shasimcha B'mono when you do the Mezumen. The Gemara asks, Umeikara Me'emas, how early on can you start to say Shasimcha B'mono once there is a marriage that's going to happen? Amar Rav Papa, Mechiramu Sari B'Asimta. He said, Rav Papa says, as soon as you put the barley in to make the beer. So you see what's important at the wedding is as long as you're ready with the beer. But in any event, this was an early part of the preparations that the girl's family would make. And the basic concept was that once they started preparing for the wedding, they were much less likely to back out. And so therefore, sometime before the wedding, now this, in the way, as we know, there was Erisin and Nisuin, which were often separated by a long period of time. This was somewhere between the Erisin and the Nisuin when they would start to actually make wedding preparations. The concept is at that point it is unlikely that, or less likely that they'll back out, and so that's considered a milestone. And from that point forward, they would say, Shasimcha b'ma'ono. So somewhere after Erisin, before Nisuin, when you start making preparations. So the Gemara asks, Eini, is that so? V'harav Papa Iasik La'aba Mar Brei Ubrich Mishas Erison. He said, well, what happened? We know a story with Rav Papa that he was making a wedding for Abba Mar, his son, and he started saying Shasimcha B'mono from the day that they had Erison. So you see that it's even before you start with the beer, before you start with the preparations, that it will start from Erison. So the Gemara says, Shani Rav Papa David Tariach Lei. That Rav Papa, Rashi says that basically he was wealthy, he had people who set everything up for him, and so he was pretty much ready right from Erisin. Again, the concept might be that why would someone typically back out that we want to make sure they start preparing? Typically it's financial. So Rav Papa was very wealthy, he wasn't worried about the finances, and therefore starting from the moment that they had Erisin, he would say Shasimcha B'mono. Ravina Iasik Le Lebrei. Beir Rav Chaviva. Ravina was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Chaviva, who brich mishas Erisin, and he also started making the bracha from the time of Erisin. Amar, he said, Timli begavaya delehadri behu. I'm sure by Rav Chaviva that they're not going to back out of this marriage, and therefore I'm going to start saying it right up front from Erisin. And the Gemara says, lo yastaya milsa behadri behu. But it actually didn't work out that way. It didn't happen. I don't know, maybe someone shouldn't be so certain of it, or if it's Ayin Hara or something, we'll see a little bit more about Ayin Hara later in the Gemara. But basically, even though he was confident they wouldn't back out, in fact, the marriage didn't work, the Erisin, and they did back out. Okay, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava Ikla LeBavel. Rav Tachlifa, who Bar Marava from the West was someone from Eretz Yisrael, went to Bavel. Brich Shis Arixa. He did six bracha arichta. So basically, we have brachas that, for example, we say bracha to Hashem, Elokim Malach Olam, Shakol Bar Lechvodo, is not a bracha arichta. That's a bracha kitzara. That where we say a short bracha, where it's just bracha to Hashem and then an ending. We also have brachas that have an ending bracha. So like, for example, Asher Bar that we say at the end, bracha to Hashem, Elokim Malach Olam, Asher Bar, and then we do all that thing, and then we say bracha to Hashem, Mesameach Chasan Ima Akala. That's a bracha arichta. So basically, Rav Tachlifa added on to the brachas. So for example, on Yotzer Adam, he would add something at the end, and all of the brachas, all six of them, he did a bracha aricha with a bracha to Hashem at the beginning and the end. The Gemara says he did that practice, but we don't paskin that way, and we shouldn't do that. Rav Chaviva eklai lebei mahula. Rav Chaviva went to a bris. Brich Shasimcha b'mono. When it came time for benching, he said Shasimcha b'mono, which is what we typically say at a Sheva Brachas. V'las helchaz akavase, but the halach is not like him. We don't do that. Why? Mishum detridi de islay tzara liyanuka. Because people are concerned or they're consumed with the fact that there is tzar for the baby because a bris is painful. And so it's not appropriate that we should say Shasimcha b'mono at a bris because there's a pain going on at that time. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav, Chasanim min aminyan, ve'ein aveilim min aminyan. Basically, a chasan is included in the minyan. What this means is, we said before that you say birchas chasanim when you have a minyan. So it's saying you don't need a minyan of 10 plus the chasan. The chasan can be one of the 10. Ve'ein aveilim min aminyan. But an avel is not, you don't count the avel for the minyan. We're going to try to figure out what does that mean when we don't count the avel for the minyan. So the Gemara asks, you say that you count the chasan, but you don't count the avol. May say chasan and the avelim and a minyan. We see a brisa that says both the chasan and an avol are counted for the minyan. So how do you answer it? So the Gemara says, Masnisa karamas alei the Rav. You're asking from a brisa on Rav, because Rav is the one who said we don't count the avol. Rav Tanahu Palag. Rav is a Tana and can argue. We have encountered this a number of times, you know, that there's this concept that Rav was in that transition period between the Tanayim and Amarayim. There wasn't like a strict cutoff, someone was born and said, you're an Amora, you're a Tana. Rav was someone who straddled that period, and so he's considered as someone who actually could have an opinion that's normally, if we have an Amora and you ask from a Mishnah, he has to answer that. He can't say different than a Tana unless he finds another Tana. Rav was considered a Tana himself, so the Gemara is saying, that's not a good question to ask on Rav from a Brisa, because Rav is a Tana. Okay, so the Gemara says, all right, I'll try again. Itmar. Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan. They quote in the name of Yitzchak and the name of Rav Yochanan the exact same thing. Chasanim min aminyan. You count a chasin in the minyan, meaning him plus nine. Ve'ein aveilim min aminyan. And you don't count an oval from the minyan. So the Gemara said, ask the same question. They say, I'll ask you a brisa. Chasanim aveilim min aminyan. We see from the brisa that chasanim and aveilim are included in the minyan. So they're like, okay, you didn't like when I asked the question on Rav. Now I'll ask the question on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is not a Tana who can argue. So how does he explain the brisa? So the Gemara says, Ki Tanya hi bebirchas hamazon. When did we say that the avel is included? Because that's the issue we're dealing with here. One, Rav Yochanan said that the avel is not included, and the Brisa said he is included. So he said, when do we say that he is included? That was talking about birchas hamazon. So if you have an avel and they eat and they bench together, the avel could be one of the three for a mezumin. Ki kama Rav Yochanan, but when Rav Yochanan said that they don't count an avol from the minyan, Beshura is talking about shura, and we've learned this in my katan, which is the idea that at the end of a funeral, they would sit down, the avol people would stand around them and give nichum avelim. Our custom today is we create those two lines, and the avol walks through, and people give tanchumim. So what the Gemara is saying is, for that process of Shura, you would need 10 people, and the Avo can't be one of those 10. He has to walk through a group of 10 people that is exclusive of him as 10. So the Gemara, now this is a very interesting Gemara, because the Gemara is going to, like, just, I think, is going back to the same Brisa, and just each time giving us more detail. It doesn't tell it to us all in the beginning. It wants some suspense here. It says, Elaha, but we learned the Amr of Yitzhak, Amr of Yochanan, same Memram, Avarchim Birchas Chasanim, Barsara, we make the Birchas Chasanim with 10, the Chasanim in a minion, and we include the Chasanim in a minion. Birchas Avelim Basara, but we, it says, Birchas Avelim, the Bracha of Avelim Basara is with 10, Ve'in Avelim in a minion, the Avel is not with a minion. So our thesis right now is that we were saying, what did you need a minion that the Avel can't count for was Shura. But now it says, Birchas Avelim, the Bracha of Avelim. So the Gemara says, Bracha B'Shura Mi'ika. Is there any, when we do the Shura, when the Avel walks through the Shura, no one's saying a bracha, they're giving him tanchumim. And the Braisa really, now that we've seen the Braisa in a little more detail, seems to say bracha. So the Gemara says, Ella, so forget the thing about it being a Shura. Ella Kikam, Rav Yochanan, when did Rav Yochanan say that an Avel is not counted from the minion? Berchava, when we're talking in the street. What's that a reference to? The reference is, we know that there's a Sudas Havra, which we have our custom as well today, which is the first meal when the Avel returns from the burial, that his friends bring him a meal, and they have to bring him a meal. He can't have his own food, and that's considered the Sudas Havra. So it's saying that's a bracha, because there's a bracha that's said at that point, and he's saying that's the reference. Excuse me. They say that's the reference that it's talking about when it says that the Avel cannot be counted for the minion, is that when you have a Sudas Havra and you say a bracha, that, and we'll see later what the bracha is that you say, that the Avel can't be counted with a minion. So now the Gemara says, gives us a little more detail in the Braisa, says, I have a problem with that too. The Alahad Amr of Yitzhak Amr of Yochanan, same member, Yitzhak says the name of Yochanan, Mavarchim Birchas Hasanim Basaru, we make the bracha of Birchas Hasanim, we do Shavu brachas when we have a minion, Kol Shiva, all 7 days after the wedding, the Hasanim min a minion, and we count the Hasan with the minion, so as long as there's him plus 9, we could say Shavu brachas. And it continues, Birchas Avelim, the Bracha of Avelim Basara with a minion, Kol Shiva, all 7 days. So our thesis right now is that we're talking about the Sudas Havra, and that's when it said you don't count the Avel for the minion. But here it says all 7 days. It says, Ein Avelim in a minion, you don't count the Avel in the minion. So the Gemara asks, Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Mi'ika, is there such a thing as making the Birchas, the Bracha on the Sudas Havra all 7 days? We know that the Sudas Havra happens once, when the guy gets back from the cemetery. So if what we're talking about is the Sudas Havra, how does the Braisa say that it's something you make that bracha all 7 days? So the Gemara says, Mishkachas la bepanim chadashos. And yet another parallel between a chasin and an avel, it says that if there are panim chadashos, in fact, you would say the bracha on Havra, the same bracha that we make at a Sudas Havra when he comes back from the cemetery, we would in fact say all, someone could say all 7 days of Shiva if someone comes, Panim Chadashos, who hasn't come to see him before. Now, the Gemara is going to give a very, very long story. So I'll tell you right now what the point of the story is, because we're going to lose track otherwise. The point of the story is we're going to see that someone came on the second day of Avelos and in fact made the bracha, that the same bracha that we make at a Sudas Havra. So it was establishing that you see that when there's Panim Chadashos, because he hadn't come the first day, he came the second day, and he made the same bracha that we make at Sudas Havra. So the Gemara proves from there that that in fact, if there are Panim Chadashos, we do say the same bracha that we make at Sudas Havra, we would say throughout the seven, and therefore it works for us to establish the Braisa as dealing with the case of the bracha that we make at Sudas Havra. But you'll see it's a very, very long story, and that's just one part of it where they actually said that bracha, even though it was the second day. Okay, so now we'll go through this story. Ki hadar Chiya bar Abba, because that's the story that happened with Chiya bar Abba. Makre b'nei de Reish Lakish Abba. Chiya bar Abba was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish's children. He used to teach them Chumash. He was the Chumash Rebbe. V'amri la masni b'nei de Reish Lakish Abba. And others say that he was the one who taught them Mishnayos, Braisos, whatever. He was a tutor for the children of Reish Lakish. Shchivle Yenuka. He unfortunately, Rav Chiya bar Abba lost an infant child. The child died. And he was sitting Shiva. So Yuma Kama Le'Azo Le'Gabe. The first day, Reish Lakish didn't go to be Menachem Avon. L'Machar, the next day, Davre Le'Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Meturgamane. So he went the next day, and he brought along with him his Meturgaman. We've seen this many times, that they used to have a Meturgaman, which basically they would say something quietly in Lashon HaKodesh, and then the Meturgaman would translate it into the vernacular, into the regular language. And I think we saw in previous Gemaras, a lot of times they expand and add upon it. But in any event, Reish Lakish went together with his Meturgaman, who was Rav Yehuda Bar Nachmeni. So Amar Leh, Reish Lakish said to his Meturgaman, Kum Ema Milsa Kol Kabo Yanuka. Say something about what happened here with this infant. So Pasach V'Yamar, he opened and he said, Vayar Hashem, I'm sorry, this is a pasuk in Dvarim. It says, Vayar Hashem Vayinatz Mikas Banav Ubnosav. It says Hashem saw and was bothered or pressured from the anger against his sons and daughters. And Idarshins, what is this a reference to? Vayar Hashem is Vayar Hashem, that Hashem saw Dar She'avos Minatzim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a generation that the fathers were provoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koas al b'neim v'al b'nei seyem, that so therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Avos, he took out his anger on the sons and daughters, umesim kishen katanim, and therefore they died. That's why little children die, could be because the sins of the father. Very comforting thing to say at a base level. We'll see. The Gemara will ask that question. The Ikadamri, there are others who say that the story was a little different. Bachar Havel, he wasn't an infant, he was, a Bachar, whatever, I assume it means past bar mitzvah, but not quite a man. Vahachi Kamerle, and what he said to him, the pasuk he said to him was a different pasuk, but a similar theme. He said, and this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, he said, Al Kein al Bechurav lo yismach Hashem, therefore, on the Bechurav, his lads, his Bachrim, Hashem is not happy. Yes, he's some of yes, amanos of lo yirachem, and on the orphans and the widows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have rachamim rachmanos. Ki kulo chanef umeira, because everyone is chanifa is like a chutzpah or hypocritical or something like that. Umeira kope, that everyone's mouth is bad. Dover nevala. And they, v'chol peh dover nevala, and every mouth is speaking nevala, dirty things. V'chol zost, and despite whatever happens, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not misameach on the bachrim and doesn't have rachmanis on the yasim and amanas, still lo shav apo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still angry, his anger doesn't retreat. V'od yada netuya, and his hand is still outstretched. So basically, we're going to dash in this pasuk, but the idea here is that Because the generation is bad, that therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yismach Hashem on the Bachrim, and he doesn't care about the Yisomim and the Amanos. So we see that this was the thing, that the reason Rav Chiya Bar Abba's son died is because the generation was a bad generation. So that was his nichum. If he was a Bachar, it was this, and if he was a infant, it was the other one, that he dies for the sins of the father. So the Gemara says, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu his anger doesn't recede, and his hand is still outstretched. Amar Rav Chanan Barav said, what's all this about? What are we dealing with in this pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so removed? It says, Akol Yodin Kala Loma Nichnas Al-Chuppah. Everyone knows why a Kala, or what happens when a Kala goes to Chuppah, because then they engage in marital relations. But Ela Kala Menaval Piv, Umotze Dover Nevala Mi Piv. But someone who is menabel is piv, who basically doesn't speak in a clean fashion and brings forth from his lips this improper talk, then afilu nechtem lo gzardino shel shivim shana letova, even if he has 70 years of a positive decree, meaning that good things will happen to him, nepach olav l'ra, that it'll turn to him for the bad. So basically, this whole pasuk, they apply it to the concept that there's a tznias. People know that when a chassan and kala get married, part of what happens is that they then go engage in marital relations. But to talk about it is a lack of tznias. And so if people talk about it in that fashion, it makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, it makes him desert the Bachrim and the Yasam and the Almana, etc. So one or the other was the story that the Meturgaman said to be Menachem Avol, to make Rav Chiya Bar Rava feel better. So the Gemara says, Asal Anachume, Tziura Kametzayerle. What kind of Nichum is this? You come and you say, basically, your kid died because you did something wrong, or because the generation did something wrong. What kind of Nichum is that? So he says, Hachi Kamerle. He said to him, no, this is what he meant when he said it. Chashiv At La'adfuse Adara. That you're important, you're a chashiv, a person, that you're held to account for the sins of the generation. So the basic concept is that the tzaddikim or talmidei chachamim are the center of our generation, and at some level they bear the faults of the generation. So while obviously he suffered a great tragedy in the sense that he lost his son, what the Meturgaman was trying to tell him, or presumably coming from Reish Lakish was trying to tell him, is that you're in fact an adam chashuv. That when your son was taken away from you is not because of your own sins, but rather because of the sins of the generation. And so he should see it as an achama of sorts, that the reason you are selected for this is not because you're a bad guy. On the contrary, it's because you're a Talmud Chacham, because you're a tzaddik, because the sins of the generation are taken out on tzaddikim. That's the reason that he told Rechiya Bar Abba that he lost his son. Okay. So having given Nichum Aveilim now, Reish Lakish is going to walk his Meturgaman through the four brachas that people would say in those days at Asudas Havra. Now, we see from Rashi before when he spoke about the bracha that we say is actually of the four brachas we're going to say, Rashi in the Rashi Berchava references that Baruch Menachem Aveilim. So we're going to see the bracha Baruch Menachem Aveilim is the second of the four brachas we're about to say, and that is, again, according to different views, that's the obligatory bracha. The other three brachas are ones that we could say. Some say they're all possibly optional, because in fact today we do not say these four brachas at the Suda Tavra or at any other point. But in any event, we're going to see that as this story continues, that Reish Lakish's Meturgaman went through and said the four brachas. So Amar Leh, we're at the bottom, at the end of the first wide line, or medium lines. Amar Leh said to him, Kum Eima Milsa Kenega Shvach HaShal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Get up and say something about Shvach, about praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Meturgaman got up, Pasach, he began with Amar, and he said, Hakel HaGadol, the great God, Berov Gudlo, in the abundance of his goodness, in the abundance of his greatness, Adir v'chazak, who's mighty, Barov Naraos, with awesome, great deal of awesomeness, Mechaye Mesim, who brings life to the dead, B'Ma'amara, which is with his word, Osa Gedolos Arein Cheker, he does great things beyond our comprehension, V'Niflos Arein Mispar, and he does wondrous things without count, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechaye Mesim. So blessed are you, Hashem, who is Mechaye the Mesim, who brings the dead to life. So the first of the brachas that he did was a bracha praising the Rabbanu Shalom, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Leh said to him, Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Aveilim. Say something about the Aveilim. And this is the bracha I referenced before, the one that is obligatory at the Suda Tavra, was the one where he actually does Nichum Aveilim. So Pasach V'Yamar, he began and said, Achenu Hamiyugayim V'Hamuduchayim. Our brothers who are oppressed or worn out, hamenduchayin, who are pressured or something along those lines, be'evil hazeh tenu levavchem, put your heart toward this evil, toward this avelus, lachgar is zos, to examine this, zos hi omedes la'ad, this is something that happens forever. Nesiv hu misheshes yimei breishis, it's like a pillar from the sheshes yimei breishis, from the beginning of creation. And basically what he was trying to say to him is that this whole cycle of life, everyone dies at some point. This is something that it's been established for a long time. Rabim shasu, many have drunk from this, whether it's avelus or death. Rabim yishtu, many will drink from it in the future. Just like the feast of the prior, reference again to death, kach mishta achronim, so it's going to be in the end. Basically saying there's a cycle of life here, everyone dies, you know, it's not the, you know, it's you're part of a long chain of things. Achenu, our brothers, Baal Nechamos Yenachem Eschem, the Baal, the owner of comfort, should comfort you. Baruch Menachem Avelim, blessed are you, Menachem Avelim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the bracha to try and comfort the Avelim and say, look, this is the nature of life. Everyone dies at some point, and that's meant to be Nichum Avelim. Amar Abaya. Abaya, now we interrupt the story. We're going to get back to the story, but there's a parenthetical here. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Rabim Shasu Lema. You should say that many have drunk from this in the past, meaning have died or have sat Shiva. Rabim Yishtu Loy Lema. But you shouldn't say that many will do it in the future. Mishta Rishonim Lema. You should say that this is like the prior feast, meaning the Mishta, the meal of prior, meaning that people have died in the past. Mishta Achronim Lon Lema. But you shouldn't say that it's going to be this way even later. So he was basically saying, don't say things about in the future how people are going to die, or in the future how people are going to sit Shiva. Why? The Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, because Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, V'chein Tanim Rishmei de Rav Yossi, and we also learned the name of Rav Yossi, La'olam al yiftach adam piv le'satan. A person shouldn't open his mouth to the satan. And the basic concept is that if people aren't careful, they say an ayin hara, if they say something negative might happen, so for example, saying people are going to die, that in fact it's nesara din in some fashion, that it gives the satan the ability to argue that in fact people should die. So Abaya says, not a good idea to say that part of the bracha, just say the part of the bracha about how this has happened to many people in the past, and be menachem him that way, but don't talk about people dying in the future. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Mikra, what's the pasuk that we see this idea that you shouldn't reference things because it creates a din? Because we see the pasuk in Yeshaya says, it says, Luli Hashem tzvakos hosir lanu sarid kemat kestoma yinu lamor deminu. It says, if not for the fact that Hashem would have left us this remnant, that we would be like Sodom and Amorah, and we'd be compared to Amorah. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya that Klal Yisrael was saying, that Akash Baruch Hu left us, and if not for the fact that he did that, we would be wiped out like Sodom and Amorah. And then, Maya Hadarle, what did Yeshaya respond to them? I'm sorry, I read the full pasuk there, if you're wondering, you're not missing something in your Gemara. But Maya Hadarle, what did Yeshaya respond? He said to them afterwards, Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzinei Sodom. He says, listen to the word of Hashem. Ketzinei is like the, chiefs or something. Hazinu Torah Salokenu, you hear the Torah of our God, Am Amorah, the nation of Amorah. So what do we see? We see that the Klal Yisrael said, if not for this, we would have been treated like Sodom and Amorah. And then in the next pasuk, Yeshaya refers to them as the chiefs of Sodom and the leaders of Amorah. So you see that Klal Yisrael said something about we might have been like Sodom and Amorah. And the next pasuk, Yeshaya treats them like Sodom and Amorah. So you see, if you say something, it could create a negative outcome. And therefore, we should be careful when we talk about upcoming death. Okay, so that we finished saying the second bracha. So we're back to the story now. Amar Leh Resh Lakish said to his maturgam, Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Menachme Avelim. How about say something nice for all the people who came to be Menachem Avel, who came to the Sudas Havra to comfort the mourner? So Pasach V'Amar got up and said, Achenu, our brothers, Gomle Chasadim who do Chesed, Bnei Gomle Chasadim, the sons of people who do Chesed, Hamachzikim Bevriso Shel Avram Avinu, who hold on to the bris of Avram Avinu, which is Chesed, and Shnemer Ki Yedatav L'man Asher Yitzav Ezbanav. We know that it says that Avram was Metav Ezbanav as Beis Achrav, that they Shamru Darach Hashem Lasis Tzako Mishpat, that they did Tzako Mishpat. So in any event, we see that when we do Chesed, we're keeping the bris of Avram Avinu. Achenu, our brothers, Bala Gemul, the master of the one who repays, meaning the Rabbanu Shalom Yishalim Lechem Gemulchem, should pay you back for your kind deed that you came to be Menachem Avol, this person. Baruch Ata Mishalim HaGemul, blessed are you Hashem, who pays back, pays back for kind deeds. So basically, this was a bracha praising those who had come to be Menachem Avol. This was the third bracha. Amar Leh, Rish Lakish said his Meturgaman, Kum Eima Milsa Keneged Kol Yisrael. Now we've praised Rabban Shalom, we've been Menachem the Avol, we've praised those who came to do Nichum Avelim. Now let's make a bracha for all of Kol Yisrael. Pasach V'yomer, excuse me. He opened and he said, Ribono Olamim, Master of the Worlds, Pidei, say, you know, redeem, vahatzel, save, malait, is again a form of save from destruction. Hosha, amcha Yisrael, bring a Yeshua or savior for your nation Yisrael. Minadever, from pestilence, minacher, from sword, minabiza, from being despoiled. Minashidafon, minayirakon, shidafon, yirakon are forms of harm to crops. And we call mine puranios hamisragshais uvois la'olam, and from all forms of calamity or tragedy that come into the world, terem nikrav atasane, before we even call to you, Rabbanu Shalom, and you're going to answer us to save us from all these things, baruch ata, blessed are you, otzer hamagefa, who withholds the magefa, who withholds the plague. So that was a bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So now we finish the story of Reish Lakish and his Meturgamon. The last medium line, Amr Ula of Amr Lava Masnisa, and Tana Ula said, and some say that we learned it in Masnisa, Sara Kosas Tiknu Chachamim Veis Avel, that there were 10 cups that Chachamim were Masakim Veis Avel, Matt might like this, that they had 10 cups of wine. They would feed the Avel. And Rashi says, interestingly, he says, Laharbos labeshesia, to get the oval to drink a lot kedechsiv, because he brings a pasuk of Mishlei, tenus shechar laoved, give beer to the one who lost something, v'yayin lemari nefesh, and wine to the ones who are bitter of soul. So you see that basically an oval is very sad. Pliam with alcohol. That was the basic concept. So shlosha kodem achilo, he would have 3 cups of wine before he would eat, kedei liftoch has b'nei mayav, to open or to increase his appetite. It's something we see in a number of other gemaras and sukkah and brachas. You see that concept that wine opens up the palate, so to speak, or opens the stomach. Shlosha b'soch achilo, you should have 3 cups of wine during the meal, kedei lishros achilo shebimeyav, so that it could soak the food that's in his stomach. Ba'arba l'ach achilo, and then he has 4 more after the meal. Echo keneged hazan, one, he would do the first bracha, that Hazan is Hakol and benching, then he would have a cup of wine. Ve'echa keneged birchas aretz, the second bracha of benching, you have another cup of wine. Ve'echa keneged bonu yishlaim, you would say bonu yishlaim amen and have another cup of wine. Ve'echa keneged atov ametiv, and then by the bracha ending al yechasreinu, he would drink another cup of wine. So that was 10 cups. Hasifu aleim arba. Then later on, they added on that not only should he have 10 cups, that he should have 14 cups, 4 more. Echo keneged chazanei ha'yir, one keneged the chazanei ha'yir. The chazanei ha'yir, Rashi says, is these are the shamish who would get involved in all the tzarchi tzibur, but in particular to deal with dead people like the chevra kadisha or whoever it is. Echo keneged parnas ha'yir, one keneged the funders of the community, which the Gemara says is a reference to those who would pay for paupers' funerals. Echo keneged beis hamikdash, one keneged the beis hamikdash, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Also, the Rashi says that we're sad about it, and we make a bracha, just like you make a bracha on a dead person, which we're dealing with an avol here. You also make you have a cup of wine to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'echa keneged Rabbi Gamliel, and one, you would have an honor of Rabbi Gamliel. So hischilu hayishosin mishtakrin. So they started, when they would have these 14 cups of wine, people started getting drunk. So chsiru adav liyoshna, went back to the old way. Rashi says they went back to 10 cups of wine. So evidently they had high tolerance, 10 cups they could handle, 14 they started getting drunk. So they went back. So now we said the fourth coast you have why for Rabbi Gamliel. My Rabbi Gamliel, what's the reference to Rabbi Gamliel? The sign that we learned, Barishaina Haya Haitzas Hames Kasha Lakrav of Yasamin Yisaso, that in the beginning the costs of dealing with a dead person were more difficult for the remaining relatives than losing the guy, because in other words they got hit with this massive bill because everyone felt they needed to do a fancy funeral, and it bothered them more that they had to pay for the funeral than even that they lost their relative. It used to happen that people didn't want to deal with when their relative would die, they would leave them somewhere and run away. They didn't want to have to pay for the funeral. Came, he was he did a practice that he did not spend a lot on himself. He made sure vahotziuhu beklipishton, they brought him out in flax and garments and linen. V'nagu kolam achrav, after that everyone did like he did, lahotzi beklipishton, to take people out. That's the source that we have today, why people get buried in very simple tachrichim, because the story of Rabbi Gamliel, it's the reason we don't have fancy coffins and caskets, we use plain pine, because Rabbi Gamliel was masakin this so that that would happen. There's another gemara that talks about dragging on ropes, but similar concept. Amar Papa says, Va'inna noig ama afilo betzarda barzuza. That nowadays, that people even use a tzarda that's worth one zuz, and Rashi says, beged canvas. That basically, it got to a point, Rabbi Gamliel did this, and people saw there's no reason to spend a lot of money on tachrichim, and people started using something that cost even just one zuz.
What are we going to do with all the extra time tomorrow?